soreness in his hamstring. Should be fine. We'll monitor him. And then I've excused Sam Bradford. He's got a family issue back home that he needs to attend to, so I've excused him from the rest of today's activities. He'll be back tomorrow and be ready for the game.
Against practice today, it passed with no tackling. Are those days over?
The padded days, no. The padded days are not over. Probably the live tackling drills will probably be over, but we will continue to practice in pads throughout training camp and into the regular season. What adjustment?
You're thinking about tackling. Is it based on getting a couple of guys potentially hurt the other day?
I'm not concerned as much about that. I just got to look at the overall health of the football team, and it's not about getting somebody hurt, but it's protecting the guys that are out here, and they've been doing an excellent job. These last 6 days have been tough, and I wanted it to be tough on them, and by no means are we where we want to be as a football team, but at the same time, I think we've made some big strides in the last week.
What's the timetable for Jordan Matthews?
Peters and Jenkins are day-to-day. I would fully expect them to return at some point next week, probably get ready for the second game. Jordan Matthews is still a couple weeks away from being back. We want to make sure he's completely with that knee, completely healthy. Hopefully, tentatively, you get into that Colts, that third preseason. If not, then regular season.
I don't think so.
I think it's something that's just a couple weeks away.
What is that injury?
It's that left knee, just a strain. When Jalen hit him the other day, there was no structure damage to the knee. It's just sore, and we just got to make sure it's healthy, and he's feeling good when he gets out here. I'm going to try to get them all in the game. Obviously, Sam will start with the ones. I got Chase going in there. Carson will take the bulk of the second half, and then when I get opportunity, I want to see McLeod get some time late in the game.
Carson's when he's been inaccurate, from my view, it looks like a lot of his throws are overthrown high. Is that a matter of, do you agree? And secondly, is that a matter of mechanics or footwork?
I agree, and it's all mechanic. It's all about mechanics and not sometimes not so much. I mean, it's mechanics, yes, but it's also decision making, processing the information, seeing what he's seeing really relatively fast. And in this game, lanes are tight, and just being able to get the ball out on time sometimes can affect how a quarterback throws.
Talking to him earlier, he said he believes that if he better understands that in the offense, the mechanical issues go away.
That's totally true, because you can relax and play the game. I mean, that goes with any quarterback. It goes for Sam and Chase and, any quarterback in the National Football League. The more comfortable you are with your offense, the less you think about mechanics, and you just cut it loose and play.
Doug, what's the thinking behind, not having Lane Johnson take snaps at left tackle?
Well, we just want to make sure Lane's comfortable at the right spot. I mean, and the other thing, too, is with the tackles we have, I mean, Tobin's done a nice job filling in over there and then just giving him that opportunity there as well. I think Tobin's having a great camp and really has stepped in, so we haven't felt the need to, and I haven't felt the need offensively to move Lane over there at this time.
So right now the plan would be, if that was that way in the regular season, you would go in with Matt instead of switching Lane over?
I think so. I mean, there's a bunch of combinations. It's hard to exactly predict what would happen scenario-wise. I mean, there's opportunities for Lane to come over. Tobin could go to the right side. I mean, you got Alan Barber, he could jump out there. You got Dennis Kelly, could switch over. I mean, there's a bunch of scenarios. So I can't get into the what-ifs at this time. But what you're seeing right now has worked extremely well through camp.
What situations do you want to see Carson in on Thursday that you can't simulate in practice?
He's been exposed to all the situations in practice. It's just now execution. I want to see the timing, the accuracy, and the decision making with him. I want to see him being able to move our offense, especially coming out of the locker room, potentially, the second half of a game, and starting fast, depending on whatever happens at the coin toss. And I just want to see that execution, and I want to see him lead the football team, especially in this first game.
Doug, getting back to Jimmy's question about when the inaccuracies being high and mechanical, have you found in your experience that when a quarterback is going through that, gets in a game, that tendency tightens up and gets better, improves, given the real bullets are kind of flying, or does it get worse?
it actually tightens up. I would agree with that. It your decision making sort of speeds up a little bit, and it can. It's kind of a two-edged sword too, because you don't want them to be so fast that balls are out before guys are even out of their break. I mean, there's that fine line there too. But I think overall, mechanically, things kind of quiet down when you know you can be hit during a game.
Doug, with Darren Sproles, do you keep him away from punt returns for the preseason?
Leaning, yes. Want to protect him and keep him ready for the regular season. So when we got some young guys we want to look at back there, so especially early on in camp, definitely want to make sure that these young guys are ready when needed to be, if something were to happen, say, to Darren during the regular season.
Obviously, you're not going to see much of him Thursday. What do you want to see from the Tiger Girls?
Well, again, it kind of goes back to the Carson question. I mean, just leading our offense, it's a new system that he's embraced. And you'd love to see points out of that first unit. You want to see, a high percentage of completed throws, moving the chains. Obviously, it's a very watered-down, vanilla game plan, so we allow the guys to play fast. It's not everything that we've done in camp up to this date. So just the overall execution and minimizing mistakes, errors, poor decisions, that kind of thing, and just be nice and smooth, relax, and have fun out there.
Two more questions
out here so far.
Three tight ends.
Okay. And I know that they've been watching film of your days in Kansas City. Why did you have so much success with those sets?
It is very effective in the run game. It also creates some matchup issues when you can allow your guys to kind of spread the field and put linebackers on tight. The linebackers aren't necessarily used to space, and tight ends are. We got good guys that can run routes, and it creates a little bit of an issue on defense from a matchup standpoint. Who's going where? It also gives you some man zone indicators for quarterbacks, and so. It's something that we'll continue to use throughout camp and then obviously in the regular season.
Is Sam getting the whole first quarter, or is it just the first drive?
It's hard to say. I would go as far as saying if it's like a three and out deal, I would probably keep the ones in there for a little bit longer. It all just depends on how many plays they get. I don't have a set number of plays. If they go down and score, maybe pull them out. It's your typical first preseason ball game from that standpoint.
Isn't that cool, like the coaches in the city?
Yeah, it's awesome that like a guy like himself and just the support that you get from around the city and from whether it be a manager, an owner, even players that come visit. I think it's great that we can support each other in this time of the year, and it's great to have those guys out here. Thanks.